If we want to accomplish great things in our lives, we first need to understand how to maximize our efficiency, how to maximize our focus and our resources, and we need to do it in a way that's sustainable. What's up, everyone? This is Satoru Mateo with a new episode of Half-Assed to Badass. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of your belief. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast. If you ever wonder why you set targets in your life that you don't follow through on, if you're setting financial goals, health goals, business outcomes, or try to lead a team that is not following through on the milestones you set, after this episode, you will know why and what to do about it. Sound like an awesome reason to be present? It is. It really is. Because the cost of not taking command of this understanding will destroy any real dreams you have, pull you away from accomplishing what matters to you, and wasting years being frustrated, stressed out, and blaming yourself, your family, your team, and wishing you'd have done something differently. Maybe you're saying, but Satoru, you don't understand. I'm already overwhelmed, right? I'm already stressed out, not achieving what I want fast enough. I'm already trying to motivate my team to be more engaged and more efficient. It already feels like an uphill battle. What are you going to show me that I don't already know? Well, let's look at the problem first. We have all set goals and targets we haven't achieved, right? All of us. The question is, were those goals and targets important? Yes, maybe. Here's what I mean. People say, Satoru, I want to make $1 million. Satoru, I want to lose 25 pounds. Satoru, I want to be a present dad or mom. I have a client in his mid-30s who wanted to start a new business, but he was already in the business working with his dad. And his dad really wanted him to take over the family business one day, but he didn't, right? Like he would be surfing the internet on the topic he was really interested in, looking at Instagram posts from similar businesses that he wanted to be in, right? He'd be watching the clock, right, and getting into conflicts with his dad about small things. But every time it came down to taking some real action to start his own business, right, doing some deeper research, getting clear on who we wanted to serve, he would stop. And he would distract himself with low priority activities instead. Scrolling social media, checking email, binge watching YouTube videos. Then he would feel bad, thinking that he was lazy and just not motivated enough. I told him, I said, no need to feel bad. You see, as long as you're distracting yourself with low priority activities instead of getting your business off the ground, what are you showing? Like, what is your life already demonstrating is more important? He's like, I don't know. I said, I know. It's not always easy to see, right? Which is why you have me talking to you right now. Sometimes things are not what they seem to be. And I know you want to start a new business. I also know you're passionate about it. And you have strong interest in the topic. I know that. But let me ask you a question. What's going to happen if you start your own business? Like, how do you think your dad will feel about it? He's like, well, he won't like it at all. I mean, I already know that. He'd already told me. He keeps trying to talk me out of it. Uh-huh. I know, right? I also know you love your dad. I know you don't want to disappoint him. And I know you don't want him to disapprove of you, right? You want his respect. But here's the thing. As long as your dad's opinion is more important than your own, you keep living your dad's dream instead of your own. As long as pleasing your dad is more important than your dream, you will continue making those choices. See, the problem is not that dad's dream is more important than yours. The problem is you think your dream should be more important than your dad's. And for you, right now, it isn't. I mean, at least not right now. So every time you don't go after your dream, what happens? You beat yourself up, you judge yourself, and you feel bad about it, right? He goes, yeah. And then I blame my dad for it. And we get into stupid arguments. That's right. And until you own your dream, and you can share how owning your dream will not only benefit you, but also benefit your dad and your family and build a legacy for your years to come, you'll keep struggling. So we finally had a deeper conversation with the whole family, and I took them through our value-based influence method and found an amazing solution where everyone involved could see how their values could be met. And that's problem number one, right? You must live in alignment with your real values, or you will struggle and feel resentful, and so will the people around you. This is key, okay? I hope you're following this. Problem number two is, who made you believe pleasing others, realizing others' dreams, that they would be more important than yours? Is it social norms? Your teachers? Your parents? Instagram influencers? See, are the things you're going after even something you want to accomplish? Because so often we make something important that to us really isn't. I grew up as a martial artist. I grew up wanting to have abs like Bruce Lee. My dad trained me, and my dad's whole life, one of his highest values in life was fitness. He would always talk to me about, you know, washboard abs and, you know, my muscles. So when I didn't have them, I would feel bad. I would feel like a failure. And I don't know how many times I've stood in front of the mirror flexing my muscles, right? Wanting to see those muscles and those abs, right? So when I was running my martial arts school and competing, I was ripped, right? But it took hours of daily training. I lived and breathed martial arts. I even lived in my dojo, right? Because I wanted to do the traditional thing. I wanted to do what the Japanese did, right? But back then, fitness and martial art was one of my highest values. When I stopped with martial arts and later became a dad, when I was not working out for hours every day, when I gained the pregnancy weight, you know what I mean? You know, when I ate banana splits like I was going out of style, I gained 20 pounds, right? And if you didn't hear the story, you can go back and listen to episode 5. Anyway, I eat healthy 90% of the time. I take walks, I hike, I stretch, I breathe, I meditate, I do infrared saunas, and I do a bunch of other cool stuff to take care of my health. Do I work out for hours every day like I used to? No. Do I wish I was ripped and had six-pack abs right now? Yes. That'd be cool. And that's exactly what it is. A wish. More like a fantasy. See, here's the thing. Could I achieve it if I was committed to it? Absolutely. But I'm not. What am I saying here? If I was like, I'm going to do 300 sit-ups every day, I'm going to do 100 push-ups, I'm going to run a marathon, I'm going to eat broccoli every day, I know I'll be setting myself up for failure. Not because I'm not capable, because it's not what I value anymore. Let me clarify what I mean. Do I appreciate a well-defined and trained body? Do I value my health? Yes. Yes to both of those things, right? Would it be nice to have it? Yes. But there are other things that matter to me more right now. Connecting with my family is more important to me. Talking to you right now is more important to me. Listen, I spend hours every week to prepare for you and I to have this conversation right now. My mission is more important to me right now. Therefore, if I set a target to work out every day, I know I won't fulfill on it. Think about it. What are the targets or goals that you say you're going to do or think you should do, but don't? You see, some people have so many disappointments with reaching goals or hitting targets, they're like, I don't want to set goals anymore. It's too painful. They don't want the experience of disappointment and failure over and over again. I'm like, no. It's not that you can't achieve your goals. It's not that they're out of your reach. It's that you're setting goals that don't really matter to you, but you think they should. You think this goal makes you smarter, more successful, a better person. You think you'll be more respected. You think you'll be more loved. And this is where the lie lives, right? This is where the lie lives. Instead of doing what actually matters, you're spending your time pretending to value things because the world, society, family, or colleagues told you you should. So what happens? You become inconsistent. You don't follow through on activities. You come up with a bunch of reasons, rationalizations, or lies. Some people call them excuses to why you're not doing it, why you're not following through. I mean, haven't you done that? I know I have. But here's why. It wasn't aligned with your values to begin with. Haven't you made commitments that once you made them, you went, ooh, why did I say yes to that? I shouldn't have agreed to this stupid thing. It's not that the thing was stupid. It's just that you made a commitment or said yes to something that was not aligned with your values. And now you feel like you have to force yourself to do it. You have to push yourself, motivate yourself. Are you following? Right? It became more important to please someone else, more important not to disappoint or lose respect than saying no. It doesn't have to be this way. In precision-based growth, which you may have heard me talk about in other episodes, we remove the friction, right? We remove the overwhelm and the stress. We remove anything that doesn't maximize your energy, that doesn't maximize your productivity, your revenue, anything that slows you down and doesn't make you better. Why? Because if you don't show up as the best you, the badass you, how are you going to be making your biggest contribution? How are you going to be a badass leader of your organization? Be the kind of badass mom or dad your kids deserve. Be the kind of spouse that inspires growth, right? You can't. And most important, how are you going to be the kind of you that inspires you to fulfill in your purpose, fulfill in your most meaningful life? Are you getting this? Do you understand why this is so important? Anyway, there's a new science of achievement, and it's something I've taught for more than 2 decades. So it doesn't feel new to me, but finally, science is backing things up that I've taught for years, but I didn't have the proof to show. But I do now, and it's so exciting, right? I mean, it really is. So if we try to do it the old way, we're going to get overwhelmed. We're going to stress out. We're going to be frustrated, and we're going to end up burning ourselves out, and we're going to burn our teams out, right? We don't want to do that. We're not looking to go wide, but deep. We want to remove everything that slows you down. If you want to accomplish more than before, we can't follow the old way. A real badass knows when to say no and when to say yes. Here's some really great news. Neuroscience has proven that our brains are wired to accomplish and give focus to one specific object at any moment in time. And that's when we're performing at our best, right? The inability of leaders to focus is a giant problem in our world today. Focusing on one, max two things that really matter means narrowing down your focus on the essentials and eliminating the friction and non-essentials despite of the day-to-day demands and despite of the distractions and the constant whirlwind. And that's why if you want to influence yourself or someone else, you first want to understand what already influences them. We started our last episode, if you remember, to get clear on what you value, which will simplify your process on where to put your focus, which is really exciting, right? Because it means progress and acceleration of your dream. I'm assuming you did the assignment, getting clear on your values, am I right? If you didn't, go back and answer the questions and go deep, please. I promise you will thank me. Now, if you're clear on your values, on what's important to you, not setting fantasy goals or going after things to just build status in the eyes of others, you'll notice that your life is already demonstrating where to invest more of your time, more of your focus, and more of your energy. So when you set goals that are specific and measurable and align with your values, in other words, things that truly matter to you, you can own them. You'll be able to influence yourself to take action without resistance, without wanting to come up with excuses, and without feeling like you should be doing something else. So what's the secret to influence and achieving what you want and not fail or disappoint yourself over and over? You want to set goals that are specific, measurable, and winnable, which means set targets you can own, aligned with your values. Let me give you a few critical nuances to setting targets. They're definitely not new, but so rarely practiced. I can't tell you how rare it is for people to actually communicate and be clear on what they're after. Most companies I've had the opportunity to mentor, big or small, make this vague, right? They make it fluffy and very often very uninspiring. So this simple formula is from X to Y by when. I told you, right? It would be simple. This way, it recognizes where you are today, where you want to go, and the deadline for when you will reach that goal. Is that making sense? Right? From X to Y by when. Right? So it recognizes where you are right now, today, where you want to go, and also describes the deadline so you know that you reached your goal. Right? Most people and organizations lack this level of clarity. They just don't have it. Most people who set targets lack a finish line. They can't tell you if they completed the goal or not and where they stand at any given time. Let me give you an example of how the simple formula from X to Y could sound like. So an example is, I want to increase revenue from 300K to 1.5 million by December 31st, 2019. Okay? See how clear that is? Let's say I want to do it in my body. Reduce body fat from 31% to 20% by July 30th. Right? It gives you where you are, lets you know when you hit your target, and by when you want it to happen. Simple, right? Let's say you have kids and you don't have a meaningful quality time with your significant other. You want to grow your marriage. What could that sound like? I want to improve our intimacy by increasing date nights from 0 to 2 per month by December 31st. Is this making sense? Is it clear? Of course it is, right? Before you start setting targets, we want to be clear on our real values. Cool? Okay, now, if you already know your values, here are two simple questions you can ask to discover the answer to understand your targets. Number one, if every area of my life or team's performance or my marriage or my health remain the same, what one specific area could use the biggest improvement? Number two, what's the biggest obstacle in my life or in my productivity, my sales, or my communication, in building or growing my business that's slowing me down that if removed would elevate my performance most? Right? Whatever area you want to grow, get clear and be specific. Of course, once you know the target, we must understand that targets without specific activities won't get you anywhere. Does that make sense? That makes sense, right? Just because you have set a target, in other words, you have your destination, you must know which activity that will most likely take you there. Now, this will be the topic of a brand new episode. Hope you enjoyed this Influence Trilogy. If you know someone who can benefit, share the episodes. I'm also very excited to share with you that we have some really cool interviews lined up for you that I know you'll love. Some really cool badasses coming to share their secrets and knowledge with you. Until next time, get super clear on your values. Make sure you're not living someone else's dream or fail to follow through on your set targets because you set some fantasy goal without knowing the requirements to get you there. Listen, we don't become the best by half-assing things. Are you with me? And remember, you are a natural-born badass. Take it easy. Boom! How'd you like that? Want more wealth-building secrets? Go get a copy of my book. It's called Unshakable Wealth. And you can get a copy at satorigift.com. Inside this book, you'll find my top secrets on how to dominate your life and business without apologies. How to own your worth, how to get highly paid, and change the world with your message. These are the secrets I've used with Olympic athletes, world-class CEOs, and leaders just like you. Again, that's satorigift.com.